Rennie's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, while Lum and Abner were rearranging their museum exhibits yesterday to make room for the latest shipment of old articles from Tennessee, they discovered that someone had broken into the store the night before and moved their prize exhibit, a stuffed owl. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Granny, I'm glad you got here, Abner.
I am, too.
Hurry up and come on in.
Well, what's the matter, Lum? You look like you just seen a ghost.
Well, I ain't saw one, but maybe one's been in here.
Huh?
Listen, when we closed up the store light and left out of here, whereabouts was the stuffed owl at?
The stuffed owl? Why, it was sitting right there in this regular place in the... My dog, it ain't there.
I know it ain't. But look where it is.
Huh?
Back there on the pickle barrel again, where we found it yesterday morning.
Well, I do know... Did you put that back there, Lum?
No. What would I want to do a thing like that for? I tell you, there's something awful mysterious going on here, Abner. I'd give anything to know what it is.
Know what? What is?
What's making the owl move around that way?
Huh?
Ross Rogers is the only fella I know of. He's just crazy about owls.
Yeah, him and Mousie, they both love them.
Abner, you ain't been in trouble with walking in your sleep lately, have you?
Walking in my sleep?
Yeah, because I can't find no place where nobody broke in last night. Me and you are the only ones that got keys to the store.
Well, now, it weren't me, Lum. I know it weren't. I ain't walked in my sleep since they started racing in shoe leather, I don't think.
Well, you don't put on your shoes to walk in your sleep, do you?
Huh?
You go barefooted.
Oh, no, not with my tender feet, I don't, Lum. I've got to have shoes on when I go anyplace.
Well, it's a sense that somebody got in here somehow and moved that owl.
Hmm. Now, I tell you, Mayfeller just climbed in that window he broke night before last.
Oh, that's right. Well, no, he couldn't have did that. You fixed it, didn't you? I told you to.
Oh, yeah, I dog as long, I believe I walked out of here and forgot about that last night, sure to
work. Well, for goodness sakes, with groceries dealing so many points and the shelves full of them, you walk out of here with a broke window and go home and leave peaceful?
I didn't do it a purpose, Lum.
No wonder you walked in your sleep with that on your conscience.
Huh? I never walked in my sleep. I know I never come over here and done that, Lum. I know I didn't. No, sir. I know I didn't do it.
Well... I guess he'd have to break another winder to get in the second time anyway.
Well, no, not necessarily. The fella could use the same winder. Or unless there was two of them. Then, of course, he'd need an extra winder. You understand that now, Lum?
Yeah, I can understand that all right. But what got me stumped is what does the fella do after he gets in here?
Why, he moves the owl over there to the pickle barrel. That's what he does.
Yeah, but what does he do that for?
Well, I don't know. Unless he enjoys moving owls, that's the only reason I could think of.
Well, that's just plumb silly, Abner. There's some deep mystery behind all this.
Mystery?
The fella that's been doing this has got some interior motive.
Huh?
He knows something about that owl, and he ain't telling it.
Oh.
Nobody ain't gonna break in here two nights hand-running just to set an owl on a pickle barrel and look at it.
What's he doing with it, then?
Well, that's what we gotta figure out.
Hmm.
Maybe that owl's stuffed with dynamite or something like that. Diamonds or sapphires or something.
Diamonds inside the owl? You mean the owl swallowed them?
No, somebody hid them in there. Don't forget the owl was dug up in the buried treasury, so that's more than likely where they hid the jewels.
Well, I dog is, let's open the owl up and get the diamonds out then, Lum. I'd just love to have a batch of them things clinking in my pocket. I tell you, I'll get my knife right now.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't go sticking no knife in that owl.
Well, how are we going to get the diamonds out if we don't open them up?
I don't know, but if that's all there was to it, why, the fella that's been breaking in here would have opened him up and taken all the jewels the first night.
Yeah, doggies, that's right. I never had thought about that.
No, I don't believe there's any place on there that a fella could get him opened up.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, maybe he's got a zipper on him, Mom.
Owls don't have zippers.
Yeah, that's right. They're hard to get now anyway. Well, I still don't see that why that feller take the owl and set it over on the pickle barrel and never opened it up. That's what I can't see.
Well, there's more than likely some magic way of doing it.
Magic way?
Yeah, there must be some secret password or some certain way you have to twist his foot or his wing or something.
Well, Lum, if the owl's dead, twisting his foot ain't gonna hurt him. That won't make him tell nothing.
I know that. I ain't trying to hurt him. I just said that might be a way to make it open up.
Oh.
I don't say that's the way to make him do it.
I wouldn't either.
I'm just guessing at it. Ransom here. Maybe there's some magic word you have to say to it, for all I know.
What magic word?
Well, I don't know what to hear.
Well, I still think the easiest way to do this is just take an axe and chop that thing open and see if his diamond's in there.
No, no. Now, that's the one thing we ain't going to do. You want to blow us clean out of here?
Huh?
That owl's more than likely filled with dynamite, gunpowder.
Dynamite? How do you know it is, Long?
Well, if it wasn't, that fella last night would have chopped it open.
Doggy, that might be right, you know it.
Why, sure. Whoever buried that owl in the first place studied this whole thing out careful. We got to be careful with it, too.
Oh, sure.
Fact is, I don't believe that's a safe place for it to be sitting there on the pickle barrel. Yeah, better put it back where it belongs, Abner.
Oh, no, sir. I ain't going to touch the thing. I don't want to get my head blowed off.
Well, you won't. All you have to do is just carry it about 10 foot there.
Yeah, but you know how nervous I am, Lum. Going around, drop the thing I pick up. I'm the worst butterfingers you ever seen in your life.
No, you ain't, Abner. You're dainty.
Yeah, I'm not, neither. I'm the clumsiest one feller in Polk County. Special when I'm carrying dynamite. I just can't seem to handle it at all. You better carry it, Lum.
Well, now that I think about it, I believe maybe that pickle barrel is about as good a safe place for it as any.
Oh, yeah, that barrel is sturdy. You better leave the owl where it's at, Mom. Yeah.
It ain't a good idea to move the body after a crime's been committed no ways.
Oh, no. Worst thing you could do. Worst thing in the world you could do.
Now, we don't want to get our fingerprints on the owl anyway.
I don't even want to get my fingers on it. Lum, let's get out of here and get hold of Uncle Henry Lunsford and have him surround the place.
No, now, wait a minute. Let's not out of here half crazy.
I'd rather rash out by myself than to be blowed out by a hoot owl, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, let's try to figure this whole thing out scientific. Sort of reconstrict the crime.
Do what? All I want to do, Lum, is just get as far away from it as I can.
Well, now, wait. There's more than likely a big fortune inside that owl if we can just figure out how to get to it without getting ourselves hurt.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Now, let's just follow things through step by step.
Step by step?
Yeah. Get a pencil and paper and write down what I say.
Pencil and paper? You mean you're going to write to the owl?
Oh, no. I just want to get all the facts of the case down in black and ink so I can study them more. First of all, we'll call the feller that broke in here X.
X?
Mr. X.
It's a pretty silly name. Why don't we call him Fred or Charlie? Charlie's my favorite name, Mom.
No, we're going to call him Mr. X. Just plain old letter X.
It's the awfulest name I ever hear.
Now, we know that X climbed in window A.
In window what?
A.
A. Are we voting on something now?
No, I mean letter A. Write that down.
Oh, window A.
From A, X goes to B.
Huh?
That's the owl. Letter B.
Well, don't worry, I'll let her be. I ain't gonna touch that thing, nothing like it, full of dynamite.
Then X picks up B and carries it to pickle barrel C.
Yeah, sure, I see. Yeah.
Then X takes,
Now, wait a minute. Now, ain't he liable to get stung there long?
Get stung?
Yeah, carrying bees around that way.
Who said anything about carrying bees?
You did. You said X carries a bee over to the pickle barrel. Now, was that before or after he carried the owl over there?
Neither one. He just made one trip. The bee and owl are the same thing.
Why, no, they ain't, Lum. A bee's a little bitty bug that flies around and makes honey.
I know what a bee is.
Well, not if you think it looks like an owl, you don't.
I never meant they look alike, Abner. I just...
Oh, I see. You said he just made one trip. You mean that he carried them both at the same time, the bee in one hand and the owl in the other, is that it?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
How'd them bees get in here anyway, Lum?
Abner, there weren't no bees he carried.
What was it? Just a fly and he thought it was a bee?
No.
A cricket?
No, it weren't no cricket.
Tell me if I'm getting warm.
I was just talking about the letter B, the second letter of the alphabet. But if it's going to get you all mixed up, I'll change it to something else.
You better. I believe I'm mixed up right now.
I'll call him K or J.
Huh.
Now write this down. X picks up J and carries it over to pickle barrel C.
Yeah, I see. Or wait a minute, J. Is that what he's carrying, a jaybird, and he thought it was a bee?
Oh, swan do goodness.
So, because that feller needs glasses, Lum. He can't see good at all.
Abner, he can see just as good as me or you.
He can't see as good as me, Lum.
He can tell the difference twixt a bee and a jaybird or owl or a meadowlark or any other kind of a bird.
Meadowlark? Was he carrying one of them, too?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Doggies, he must have had his hands full. You know, Lum, that feller ain't only got bad eyes. I believe he's a little tetched, too, you know it?
Well, there's somebody in here that's tetched, but it ain't that feller.
Who is it, then? The meadowlark?
No, you goose. Now, just calm down.
Goose? Lum, is there a goose running around in here, too? A tetched goose?
Oh, me.
First, we got birds and bees and bugs and flies and crickets and owls and that.
Abner, will you hash up and just write down what I say and don't make no remarks about it?
Well, all right.
Now, put this down. Man X enters window A, carries Al J to pickle barrel C, and...
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Just stop right where you're at, Long. I believe I've got a better idea.
A better idea?
Yeah, listen to this. Abner Q gets hat W and goes out front door M to get out of this bird barn H and go down to the barbershop K where he can mingle some human beings D instead of a batch of crazy insane birds and bugs E.
Abner, you come back here.
Goodbye, XYZ.